With the second pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Carson Wentz.
I'm joined by the newest member of the Philadelphia Eagles by way of North Dakota State.
Very excited to get back there and see it from a different perspective now to call it home.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is your 360 update. Well, as you can see by that opening, it has been quite the turn of events to bring us to where we are right now, just a few days before the Eagles' regular season opener against the Cleveland Browns, with Carson Wentz leading the way as the Eagles' starting quarterback. The biggest domino to fall came just this past weekend on Saturday when the Eagles traded Sam Bradford to the Minnesota Vikings in exchange for two draft picks. And afterwards, we heard from Howie Roseman, who said that while this wasn't part of the plan to trade Bradford right now, it was still an opportunity to move the team forward in the right direction, and he's very confident in Carson Wentz.
Well, the only circumstance that changed was this trade offer from the Vikings. You know, this was not our blueprint. This was not part of the plan. But as we sit, we have to be flexible, and we have to be able to take advantage of opportunities that give us an opportunity to get where we want to be. And our organization has had a run of success at some point, but we're trying to get that trophy. And to do that, sometimes you got to do things like this that aren't so easy to do a week before the season starts.
So just about 48 hours after the initial trade that sent Bradford to Minnesota, we heard from head coach Doug Peterson on Monday, who officially named Carson Wentz as the Eagles starting quarterback moving forward, with Chase Daniel serving as the number two. And while Carson Wentz, of course, just a rookie, he's only played in one preseason game, but the Eagles head coach says that he's seen enough to make this choice.
What he's done around this building, the plays he's made in practice, in the one preseason game, has given me confidence that he can lead this football team, and I'm excited.
As for Wentz, he addressed the members of the media for the first time as the Eagles starting quarterback on Monday as well, where he explained where he was when he got the news that he would be starting week one against the Cleveland Browns.
It's actually funny. I was actually laying in the middle of a cornfield hunting when that happened. So I got the call, and I was obviously very surprised, but instantly I was just really excited.
So what started back in April when the Eagles moved up first from 13 to 8 and then from 8 to 2 in order to select Carson Wentz out of North Dakota State, that momentum has carried all the way over to right now, just days before the season opener against Cleveland, where Carson Wentz will get the start, the first Eagles quarterback to start as a rookie since 1939. It's been quite a whirlwind, but fans are ready to see Carson Wentz in action on Sunday afternoon. With your 360 update, I'm Alex Smith.